When Pope Francis arrives in the United States next week, he's expected to address some controversial issues, including immigration reform and climate change. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that advocacy groups are using the papal visit to make their voices heard, but not always in ways His Holiness would approve.
Some environmental groups have been calling for a ban on fracking for years now. The latest push comes on the eve of the papal visit. Rabbi Mordecai Liebling is one of 100 religious leaders who signed a letter urging Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf to stop natural gas drilling in response to the Pope's encyclical on climate change.
The governor has the ability to listen to his moral conscience and the moral conscience of the people, and to listen to the words of Pope Francis and choose life by ending fracking now.
Those who doubt the scientific consensus on climate change are also getting on their soapboxes. At a press conference, members of the Heartland Institute, a conservative think tank, criticized Pope Francis as being part of an elaborate political conspiracy. The group's Elizabeth Yore, who is Catholic, says the Pope is lying to the world about man-made global warming.
This is of great concern that the truth, which is supposed to be the tenet which the Catholic Church promotes, despite modernism, despite the culture, despite popularity, that the truth is supposed to be our lodestar.
The press conference later devolved into a shouting match between organizers and an environmental activist who posed as a journalist.
Please raise your hand and don't call out from your seat. No, I didn't say you could speak.
We'll see if it's any more civil when Pope Francis speaks to a divided Congress next week. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.